What, in your view and in that of the Chamber Board, is must-pass legislation for this upcoming General Assembly?
Good question. I would put two things in the category of must-pass. One, a responsible budget that is not built as a house of cards based on one-time money and some tinkering here and there with funds that come out of other state buckets. Number two, to make the actuarially required contribution, ARC, that's called the ARC in Frankfurt. We have to make the required contribution to our pension systems. If you just wrote a check for that, it would be $500 to $600 million to pay the responsible payment on the two pension systems. No matter what is agreed to by Republicans and Democrats, House and Senate, governor and legislature in Frankfurt, ultimately we have to satisfy the bond rating agencies. Our bond ratings in Kentucky have been downgraded already about three times, and we have been told by the bond experts that if we don't tackle this pension problem in the 2016 legislative session, the bond rating agencies will be unforgiving and they will lower our bond rating yet again.
More than 30 states are already in a position of tying a portion, at least, of public college and university funding to the school's performance on such metrics as degrees rewarded, number of years students take to graduate. Some state legislators in Kentucky favor that approach, and recently the state's Council on Postsecondary Education endorsed allocating new money to state schools based on a performance-based formula. What's the Chamber's position?
If we could find a way to get any new money to higher education, and we support funding of education. So there's a pretty broad agreement on performance-based funding between the business community, the higher education community, Governor Bevin, and certainly many, many in the legislature. The question is, to what degree?
One issue that I want to get to before we run out of time is one that's relatively new for the Chamber agenda, and that's felony expungement. What's that about?
I think traditionally business people had a fairly negative reaction toward the idea of wiping somebody's slate clean if they've had a felony. There was a resistance. The business people had a sort of gut-level reaction of, why would you want to hire a felon? But workforce pressures are such today. There are so many companies that need workers that I think from the pressures of the workforce, the business community has revisited that issue. And so there's an intense look right now at low-level offenders, in other words, Class D offenders, who have been clean for an extended period of time. We're suggesting at least 5 years. In other words, they have not committed an additional felony. It's our understanding that there are 94,000 Kentuckians who fall in that category. And so we're at a point with our economic growth going on right now and with baby boomers retiring in this country to the tune of 10,000 per day, the workforce pressures are intense. I think the felony expungement issue is interesting because what the social justice advocates have been saying for years, in other words, it's not fair to hold this penalty over somebody's head for a lifetime.